George Alford, back. Local options, and I've got the good story every week. We get to tell stories and listen to people who make a difference, and people who work to improve and become the fabric of our community and our region and our state. So we're very happy today to have Micah McClendon, State Director for Community Options, and Karen Callahan, Recruiting Coordinator for Community Options for this region, for this community. And we're going to learn a lot today. I'm going to try to do a job and listen. That's hard for me to do. But we're going to talk about making a difference and what you do every day to improve the lives of people in need in a certain segment. So we're going to start at age birth. We're going to with y'all just talk about, share the who. Who are you and how did you get a lot in your journey? How did you find this calling? So you're up, either one.
So it started with me, really, not at age of birth, but in college.
It's close enough.
I attended Western Kentucky University in Bowling Green, Kentucky, right. And my major at the time was social work.
Yeah.
And for that social work major, I had to do an internship.
Okay.
And so that's what brought me into the field. I started there, and when I came back home, I continued in the field, and I've been in the field working with people with intellectual disabilities ever since.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No substitute touching it, feeling it, seeing it. Is. Mm-hmm. You can read about it, mm-hmm. whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're hooked.
Yep,
this is
I'm hooked.
This is
yep.
your calling.
Yep, it's been 30 years now for me.
There you go. I bet you have a similar story.
Mine's a little different.
But it's, I bet you there's a cord.
Yes, I think what keeps us together and is the same is that we enjoy helping others and doing for others. I have a very varied background doing, you know, different things growing up and as an adult. And then when I came into Community Options, I had worked in the healthcare field for over 10 years.
Okay.
And then when I came to Community Options, I thought it was just going to be like another healthcare field. And I was wrong. It's better. Mm-hmm. And it's our own little world is how I call it. And I absolutely love it. I love the work that we do and helping our individuals and even our staff that we have on board. It's helping them as well.
Where are you located?
We are located at 1166 South Jefferson.
Okay. Probably your average listener might have heard of Community Options. Mm-hmm. I've heard the name, but talk a little bit more in depth about who you are, what you're doing, and some stories would be good about how you help people.
So, Community Options in Cookeville, we've been here for 20 years.
Yes, okay.
We just had a ribbon cutting this past year in 2024 to celebrate our 20 years in Cookeville.
Okay.
And so we provide services not just in Putnam County, but surrounding counties as well. But in Tennessee, we're in five cities. We're also in Nashville, Knoxville, Chattanooga. And recently we opened an office in Smyrna, Tennessee.
And that's great.
We're in 12 states nationally, so we're a national nonprofit. Our first office in Tennessee was in, we opened the first office in Nashville almost 30 years ago. And so we help people find jobs.
Okay.
And we offer whatever support is needed on those jobs. In the community, we have about 16 homes that we manage in the community where we hire and train staff to support people in those homes.
Wow.
To take care of everything from cooking, managing the home, getting out in the community, participating in activities. If someone is interested in continuing their education and maybe getting in school at Tennessee Tech, we're here to assist with that as well. So that's what we do in a nutshell.
Good. You know, I know as someone I retired here 4 years ago, hard to believe I made it, you know. Mm-hmm. But this community is really coming together in a way that I've always seen it, but I see it even more today in workforce development, helping people, whether this person has addictions or whether this person has disabilities or whether this person's just had hard luck. The rescue mission is working. So I hope that you'll be – I know you probably already have. You're networking with all these groups because I really believe that people – this community cares. This state cares.
Mm-hmm.
But I really believe that there's an opportunity here to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Employers are looking at things differently than they did years ago.
Right.
It's a new world, and we needed to, mm-hmm. we need every job filled by people with all kinds of challenges and mm-hmm. opportunities.
Right.
So, any stories that you'd like to tell about things you've done, or it doesn't have to be here in Cookeville. It can be just anything.
So, I mean, we have helped, when you mentioned jobs, we've helped a lot of our people be successful on their jobs. We have one guy that works at Lowe's, mm-hmm. and he actually received Employment of the Month.
Wow.
Wow. And we had another guy that works in another city for Amazon. Mm-hmm. He's done really well. He was featured on their newsletter as, you know, Employee of the Month. Here in Cookeville, we have a guy that works at Tennessee Tech,
yeah,
and
sure.
he does really well.
Yes,
we've reunited people with their family members. So we've had individuals that we've moved from other states back
wow.
home to Tennessee.
Okay,
maybe at some point earlier in their lives, their family couldn't manage their needs.
Sure.
And they may have went to another state for care, and we move them back home and help them reunite with their family and live as independently as possible here in Tennessee.
There are so many worthy agencies in need. That,
mm-hmm.
How do you reach people? How do you make people aware of your services and what
right.
you do?
This
some ideas.
This is one great way that we do it through you know media, but we also. Managed care organizations through Teen Care.
Good.
Those organizations send referrals
so
to us.
People refer people.
Right.
That's great.
Right.
That is
word of mouth sometimes from family members, even our staff mm-hmm. will send, make referrals to us.
Mm-hmm. There's no substitute for human, mm-hmm. face-to-face, what we're doing right now. There are others great, but, and we need it, but mm-hmm. That's great. So you're well plugged in and are doing a great job. That's great. Great to know.
Can I tell you about our 5K?
I love to hear.
Okay.
Oh man, yeah.
So we do have an annual 5K,
okay.
Where the funds that we raise, those funds stay locally, and is to assist the people that we support with any needs they may have. If it's clothing needs, or the furniture is needed for the home, or maybe they want to take a trip that they haven't been able to afford before. Those funds go to support that. And so the 5K is held at Tennessee Tech.
Yeah, yes, sure.
And so it's always in February where it's very cold.
It's okay. You
but
breathe.
But it's a lot of fun. And it's actually the largest 5K in the U.S. because the race takes place in all of the cities where Community Options provide services.
So it's a one day.
Yeah, so it's the same day in all of our cities. And we have about 46 cities where the race takes place every
wow,
year.
That is
and
great.
So in Cookeville, we usually have about 100 or so. I know this past year we had about 100 mm-hmm. I can't talk.
Sorry.
We had about 100 of people that registered and participated in the race. And so as a state, I think we had about 600 or 700 people participating in the 5K.
Man, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Any of the other things, we're going to work through all this other stuff in a minute, but on this topic, anything else you want to share and talk about any what we've been talking about?
From the employment recruitment standpoint.
Yes, I can talk about we're always in need of mm-hmm. staff to go into the homes. You can reach out to us. You can go on our website. Comop.org.
Yep. www.comop.org.
comop.org. Op.org. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
And you can go to the careers tab and mm-hmm. find Tennessee, and we have it's called Direct Support Professionals.
Mm-hmm.
And you can apply right there, and then I get all of those applicants and go through and call everybody. But what our DSPs do is, of course, they have to go through the background process and all that stuff. But once they come in and they're hired, we do all their training, so they don't necessarily have to have a background in helping or supporting people. Mm-hmm. We can do that training with them. And we do all the training and then put them out in the homes to support our individuals.
Wow, okay.
They, you know, take them to doctor's appointments, take them out fishing, you know, running around Cane Creek. Cane Creek is wonderful, especially this time of year when it's not storming like today.
Mm-hmm.
But just getting them out there and helping them even with their higher needs individuals that are there to do, you know, to help with more everyday living things. Even if it's just little support of, hey, just remember, it's time to do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in there and they're doing some wonderful work. They're absolutely doing wonderful work. They're our frontline workers.
Is there a volunteer component to this too, or is it pretty well paid staff? Do you have any needs at this time for volunteers?
We usually seek volunteers when we have fundraisers, such as our 5K. But, and also when we have activities where we show appreciation to our staff, we ask for volunteers for those type of activities
as
well.
Sure. When we come back, we've got a little less than a minute, but I'd like to know more about what you're seeing. Are there more people in need today, or are we just doing a better job of finding out about the needs? Mm-hmm. Is society embracing, or just kind of like, how that goes. So I'd like to do that. We're nearing the end of the first segment. I tried not to talk, but I couldn't help it. Anything you want to say before we break? And we'll come right back. We're going to come right back. George Alford with our group today, and we'll be right back. Well, we're back. We're learning a lot about community options from two great people who are serving in this field. And when we left a while ago, I asked a question, the way our society's changed, the world has changed at rapid rate. What do you see in your field? What are you seeing with people with needs and how they are reacting and families and just in general, how is that working?
Right. There's definitely more services available to the population that we serve. But over the years, the information on the services available is more available. I think years ago, there was not, I don't believe families were aware of the resources that were out there.
Sure.
So now we're doing a better job of getting that information out to families. There's probably about 5,000 people in Tennessee on a waiting list waiting for services.
See, that's important.
So definitely we're working to get those folks off of the waiting list and provide services where needed.
Just a rough guess, in the Upper Cumberland or Putnam County, what would you, of that 5,000, we won't hold you to this. There's no test. We won't check up. But what would you say? It's probably larger than you might think.
I would say maybe in this area less than 1,000. We do get referrals daily
Still,
for services.
That's a pretty big number out of the
state.
Okay.
We do get referrals daily for services, and so we definitely try to meet those needs. You know, when we receive referrals, usually it's for specific areas.
Mm-hmm.
So we do get referrals for Putnam County, but usually we receive more referrals for our larger cities.
Oh, sure. I
but
get that.
Definitely the need is there across the state.
Some examples of needs for, you know, people would contact y'all. And again, the rural and versus urban, I guess it's a different world. So anything talk about? That's okay.
Okay.
Okay. No, so just examples of some things that we in the Upper Cumberland, Putnam County.
So we talked about employment.
Yeah, sure.
And sometimes folks have went out and found their own jobs, but there may be some challenges on the job.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll maybe the family or the referring entity will contact us about helping out with job coaching, where we train a staff to go there on the job and help do some shadowing and just redirection when needed to help that person be successful in keeping that job. We also provide a service called personal assistance, where, you know, an individual may be in the home of their family, but just need help with some support in the home where the family may work. The parents may work during the day and, you know.
How do you get the person from point A to point
B? And just the help is needed there in the home or transportation in the community to participate in activities. We also have another program, which is called Family Model Services.
Okay.
And in that program, a family may take in a person to support them in their home.
Okay.
So Karen talked about the activities we do with as far as the staff we train and send into the homes to support folks in their own homes, houses, or apartments within the community. But we also have a family model program where maybe you decided, hey, I'm willing to take this person into my home and support them in my home around the clock. So we do that service as well.
Okay, okay. So you work with all, I mean, it's a melting pot of agencies that work together to find a way to get your clients what they need.
Mm-hmm.
Is that any examples of those kind of agencies? Obviously, you've got your social service, you've got government, you've got other, I was thinking about other agencies that do parts of what you do.
Well, we work with the managed care organizations such as WellPoint and Blue Cross and United Healthcare.
Great.
We also work with some organizations that help us with finding employees for jobs.
Finding ways to say yes to employers? I mean, employers finding ways to say yes to employees and help them gain meaningful employment and overcome obstacles. And then you finding qualified people that has a heart, that cares. You might want to talk about that a little bit.
Right, and that is some of the biggest thing. If you have a heart for people and helping but don't have that background in it, that's okay. We can train you on all that. We've got all the training put in place that you're going to go through that you will feel confident before you even go into the home to start working with our individuals as a DSP. So I welcome everybody and anybody that wants to help and wants to work to come in and speak with me. You know, we have a place for you. You know, of course, there is always that we have to go through on background checks.
Oh,
so it does take a little bit of time. I know a lot of times people want things right away. And in this field, we have to do our due process to make sure that our individuals are safe. But other than that, you don't have to, as long as you care and you want to work, I will love to meet you and bring you in and interview and start that process and see how it's going to go.
Right. You know, this is timeless and old-fashioned, but people who care, I mean, you know, the old thing that you say, if you find something you love, you'll never work a day in your life.
Yep.
And I heard both of you share your story of school and working and found something that makes a difference in people's lives. And that's a high calling. I mean, a lot of people, probably most people, it's first a job, which is great, but you have to put food on the table and provide. But you're getting a bonus.
Right.
I mean, your people who are doing this for a cause are getting an extra psychological bonus in that.
Right, and I would like to add, too, is, you know, it's one thing to, you know, we all, like you said, we all have to work. We all have to pay our bills and things like that. But when you have a meaningful job and you have meaning to get up and go to work every day, it makes such a big difference.
Right.
And it makes you want to push forward and do better in your job and with your individuals and even the other staff that you're working with. It just, knowing that you have such a meaningful place right here and now while you're working, I think it just makes such a big difference.
And people can sense that. People know who's for real and who's not and who cares. And so it's a win-win.
Yeah.
It really is. Now, as you were talking, I was thinking about, I said I wasn't going to talk. I retired recently, but I was very fortunate. I was working in a field helping people. I was a chamber economic development person, trying to create jobs, trying to make things better, you know. One of the hardest things is when you love your job and you love who you work with, you love where you work, you know, time just ran out. I mean, it's an adjustment, mm-hmm. but there are so many avenues of service, and whether it's your church, your community, your family, so there mm-hmm. the fields are wide unto harvest. Mm-hmm. We're winding down this segment. We'll be back soon with next third part. George Alford, we're back. Local Matters, where our program is the tapestry of our community, region, and state, and where what we have great people in our community that do great things every day in people's lives, and we want to share these stories with you. A lot of it's storytelling, and we're happy today to have Mika McClendon mm-hmm. and Karen Callahan with Community Options, a service group that has a storied history. I think you said 20 years here in the Upper Cumberland or Cookeville, and you have 30 years in the state. And it was just nice what you said a while ago. There's five major centers in this state that are doing this, and Cookeville is one of them. So mm-hmm. that makes us feel kind of good that we're mm-hmm. on the right track. So mm-hmm. let's just pick up in where we left off a while ago and talk about the future and things that you're looking to do and right. needs and anything you want to share.
Well, we definitely want to expand our services in Tennessee, in Cookeville. We want to be able to provide more services to those people in need. As I mentioned, we have 16 homes in the area.
16?
Yes.
I didn't know mm-hmm. that.
So we do work with local property owners and realtors to try to obtain property to help open homes so we can provide more supports. And with that, you know, of course, we'll need more people to employ to support those homes. And one of our challenges is the competitive pay, as far as a lot of people can go to local restaurants or retail organizations and make more than
sure.
what we're able to pay our employees.
Sure.
And so we're always working with local legislators to try to
find a way to augment,
right, get more money in the state budget and the governor's budget so that we can pay our employees a higher wage. We want people to come into this field and look at it as a career. I mean, I mentioned that in college I started off as an internship, but when I came back home, I was a single parent. So mm-hmm. I was in a hurry to get a job, and that job was at, you know, one of the local institutions. But sticking with it, having a passion for it, making a career out of it, you know, I've was promoted over the years and
made a difference.
And it makes a difference. And, you know, it's a career for me. It's a career for both of us. Mm-hmm. And we want people to come into the organization and look at this as a career.
So there are opportunities
mm-hmm.
for people right. like yourselves to come into this organization and care and learn and grow mm-hmm. and make a difference.
We mm-hmm. actually even have programs within Community Options for people that want to grow and learn more management styles. It's
okay.
called the Leadership Academy.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay, that's great.
And is that a year-long?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Course. Mm-hmm. And then after you graduate from Leadership Academy, you can go on to Duke Leadership.
Yes.
And when you graduate from Duke Leadership, you can actually get one credit from Duke University.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So that's, you know, such a major incentive. And we want to grow our staff as well. You know, when we do bring everybody in, if you start as, you know, a direct support professional, we don't want you to just stay there. We want people to grow and be the best that they can. If they want to stay there and support, you know, be the support staff, that's fantastic. We love that too. But if you want to grow and be more management, we're here for that as well.
You know, one of the well-intended consequences of I'm a lot older than y'all, where you're supposed to go off to graduate from high school, go off to school, go to vocational school, do whatever, go to college. And you're saying, I'm going to be a whatever. The world doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. Just what you said. Y'all mm-hmm. found your, mm-hmm. you search and you learn and you found your way, mm-hmm. but it might not have been the way you originally thought you might go. Very mm-hmm. few people mm-hmm. end yeah. up doing what they, I'm making this up. But, no, but very, I think statistics say very few people are fortunate enough or unfortunate enough to lead that kind of life where they just decide they're going to be whatever and that's who they are.
Right.
It's mm-hmm. usually some God-given fortunate accident of mm-hmm. happening and chance along the way.
Right.
So it's you do worthy right. work and you make a difference.
Right. I do want to tell this story that I just heard today from mm-hmm. an employee that's been with us in the Cookeville office for over 16 years.
Wow.
She said when she went to apply for a job, she actually went in the wrong office. And that was our office at Community Options. And she's been with us ever since. And I just thought that was really a great story because it's like you say, you never know where you may end up. And
no, it's a mm-hmm. spiritual thing. Mm-hmm. I believe things don't happen by accident. They're, mm-hmm. you know, just searching and, you know, how can we make a difference mm-hmm. In this short time we're here mm-hmm. and make a difference in people's lives. And right. You do noble work, and it sounds in the brief time I'm listening, and that's what if you take what you do and other agencies, that's why we are so special
mm-hmm.
as a community, as a region, as a state, because Tennesseans care mm-hmm. overall. I mean,
that's right.
We don't, you know, I'm not saying we're better than anybody else, but we're genuine. We're authentic, and I believe that, and so that's great. In the future, looking in the crystal ball, how are you going to reach? I know things like today.
Mm-hmm.
Is it still word of mouth, face to face? The person who walked in the wrong building. Mm-hmm. So, how do you grow your reach and right. make people aware of what their opportunities?
Mm-hmm. We continue to connect with local businesses.
Okay.
Develop those relationships with businesses and individuals in the community. You know, I mentioned our Cupid Chase 5K. That is a way that we get the word out too of what we do and what we're about. So definitely just it's our job to make sure that we sell our story and we spread to the community what our mission is, a community option. So definitely look forward to continuing to provide services in Tennessee to as many Tennesseans as possible.
You know, just out of the blue, I was thinking mm-hmm. growing up, great churches and great people that mm-hmm. did the best they could. Like my wife and I say, well, we did the best we could with our son. But, you know, they did the best they could. And, mm-hmm. and back then, if you were a young person and were inclined the way you're talking about, there was you if you were a male, you were going to be a preacher or song leader, or you know, you might go to the mission field in Uganda or something. But I mean, it wasn't like, I think we realize it, and if I can preach just a moment, I didn't mean to, without a license, God can use people, our higher power mm-hmm. can use people in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have a degree or a that's what you said. You have a heart for people, and he'll take care of the rest.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, amen and amen. I'm going to pass off from play here in just a moment. So how do you see you're in 5-6 towns, your cities, you're statewide. You have a great track record. Are you looking to expand into other cities? Are you as the need as you grow, are you focusing on the ones that you have? Are you doing both?
As the need arises, we definitely will look at expanding our services in other cities. It just depends on the need. You know, as we get referrals, we look at every referral and we try our best to provide those services that's needed. So we're definitely going to continue to grow in the Putnam County area, and we'll definitely look at other areas as the need arises.
So I'm a family member of someone who needs services, and I'm listening today. one more time, your email address, or how can they, not only for employment, mm-hmm. but making you aware of a need and a city with a need. Somebody may be passing through here on the way back to Pulaski mm-hmm. or somewhere. So one more time, how right. do they get in touch with you on that?
www.comop.org. That's comop.org. And on our website, there's opportunity to find out about services in any of our states.
Okay.
There's opportunities to complete application for employment,
absolutely.
For a family model home if you want to bring someone into your home and provide services.
Right.
If you'd like to donate to our Cupid Chase 5K in Tennessee
mm-hmm.
or sponsor us in any way, those opportunities are all found there on our website.
So you've got a full service organization with opportunities mm-hmm. on several different levels.
Right.
And it's like anything else, we just got to tell people. We got to get the word out. It really doesn't matter what we're doing. We're all selling something and selling ideas and mm-hmm. trying to get the word out and reach the people who really need it. We've got a little over a minute left. You've got a minute and something to do commercials or anything you'd like to do.
I would just say again, our website is www.comop.org. Please feel free to reach out to us. Even can stop by and visit us at
1166 South Jefferson. So we're kind of catty corner from the movie theater.
Oh, there you go. People will know that.
Right.
And with that 5-lane road being built through there, people are going to be able to get there quicker. It's going to mm-hmm. be easier to.
Absolutely.
It. That's right. really an area that's grown. We got about a minute left. We're hitting the home stretch.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to thank you for coming by. This is the gift that I get is I get to learn. I get to learn, and then hopefully we can share that with people that we know. But it's a noble work of what you do.
Right.
You make a difference. Yeah, it's a good thing. It's a God thing. And I just want to thank you for coming by today. And my guy tells me we're down to about a half minute. So keep up the good work. Keep us and we'll have you back and give a progress report one of these days.
Thank you for having us.
This is George Alford. We'll see you soon. Thank you.
Thank you.